Litchfield residents or anyone passing through has most likely had to deal with the trains. You're just going to make it to work on time, and then... you're stuck waiting for a train and hoping it doesn't stop on the tracks.
We've had to, when I was on the road, back in those days, we had three sets of tracks, actually. So we really run into some issues sometimes as far as having to wait for a train or whatnot. And having to skirt around town to find an open crossing if it did stop.
That's longtime Litchfield resident and former police officer Jeff Davis Sr. He's speaking about what it's like to be a police officer and deal with the trains.
Being a resident all my life, I've kind of learned to tolerate the train system, so it's not a big deal for me. But those I do see as a problem, being blocked for public service.
State Senator Andy Menar and Litchfield Mayor Stephen Doherty worked with BNSF Railway Company to bring about some change. Senator Menar says Mayor Doherty first brought the issue with the railway to his attention about 2 years ago.
He explained to me in very real terms what the congestion in Litchfield meant for public safety and for the growth in Litchfield for years to come. Since that time, I've experienced the problems myself on an ongoing basis just traveling through the district on Route 16. So we began to engage the railroad companies, and over the course of time, I think we've been able to advocate that they need to make upgrades to the tracks for first and foremost public safety reasons. It's unacceptable that the number of trains that are stopping and sometimes going in reverse because of the needed track improvements was something that we had to deal with. And this won't be a permanent fix, but it certainly is a tremendous step in the right direction.
This temporary fix involves centralized traffic control being installed by BNSF to regulate rail traffic in the region. Currently, what happens and what results in trains stopping is that train crews have to manually switch tracks. The CTC system allows trains to switch tracks without stopping. Menar says a discussion on a permanent fix began years ago.
If you rewind the clock to several years ago, before the current administration in Litchfield, there was an ongoing discussion with the Illinois Department of Transportation about what it would take to have grade separation, either an overpass or an underpass, somewhere in the city of Litchfield so that there can be relief. Most certainly, first and foremost, for public safety reasons, fire, police, ambulance, to reach the west side of the city and predominantly Interstate 55. Those discussions, I think, need to be brought to the forefront again. I know that that is something that's on Mayor Doherty's mind. We have discussed it, I would say, at length. The first goal was to advocate with BNSF to make a centralized traffic system installed on that section of railroad through Litchfield. But the permanent solution would be grade separation. And there's any number of ideas that have been brought forward to get that accomplished. Ultimately, it's going to take, tens of millions of dollars for, a road with the traffic the size of Route 16 to accomplish that. And that's something that we may advocate for in the near future after we have a plan in place.
The current process of changes is ongoing and will take a few weeks. The work being done along the lines should not affect car and truck traffic.